This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, streaming on guardiantalkradio.com and the Guardian Radio app, Nassau, Bahamas. The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the views of the management and staff of Guardian Radio.
Welcome to Guardian Radio AM. Today is Thursday, November 6th. It's a little after 11 o'clock in the morning. My name again is C.A. Nuri and I shall be your host for the day. Today I expect a guest. But like in all radio talk shows, when the guest does not come, you need to find something to talk about. I actually expected 2 to 3 guests, and 2 of the 3 guests apparently is not showing up today. So that means, in the space of this half an hour, I'm going to talk about what is trending in the news. I see I have this other newspaper, but I don't have the Nassau Guardian. I need to pause and go grab the Nassau Guardian in a minute. But I'm going to talk what is inside the news until my 11:30 guests tune in. Actually, at 11:30, I have some seniors coming in studio. Some teachers, actually, from C.W. Sawyer School. I'm not sure if anyone knows what that school is. I was talking to a lady downstairs who could tell me about myself. I'm not sure if you understand. I haven't been in a primary school setting more than minus, carry the 1, and times it by 2, that's 30, 36, about 40 years ago, right? And she could tell me which class, this man is 40 years ago now, right? I look different, at least I think I'm more handsomer now. She could tell me which class I went to, who's my principal and the teachers, and go on in detail and say, how can you know that? And she kind of remembers me from T.A. Thompson Primary School, not T.A. Thompson Junior School, T.A. Thompson Primary School. And she then matriculated to C.W. Sawyer, right? And they're celebrating and having a reunion. So if you attended C.W. Sawyer, you would need to attend this reunion. But in the meantime, until those guests come in, I'm going to have a open line, what's in the Thursday. Aaron Green just joined me, and I appreciate you escorting my guest, because my guest was having some challenges coming upstairs speedily. But I just got a text about a show I need to cancel and then rebooked. So Aaron, I need you to talk for about 3, 4, 5 minutes so I can talk to these people who texted me, because you know, Guardian got to be straight. Guardian him got to be straight. And I don't want Dwight be sending me texts and emails. So let me go and, only about 3, 4, 5 minutes I need. I just need to make sure all my ducks are lying in a row. This talk show tickets be hard sometime, you know, especially with the bookings. So I can let Aaron talk for 2, 3 minutes. Let me go and speak to these people who I made a booking with, which I need to change because tomorrow we'll be on location. If you understand what location means, that we don't want to be in studio. We'll be at a business and promoting the opening and or relaunching of that business tomorrow, and talking some shop also, rearrange some things that I didn't get chance to rearrange, because you know, when things pop up and then I have employers and people I'm supposed to be responsible for, So I need to start texting back and forth now. So I'm going to break for 2-3 minutes, let Aaron talk for two, 3 minutes as I secure this job. Hold on for me. Go ahead, Aaron.
Good morning. Good morning, Guardian audience. It's an open line Thursday on Guardian Radio AM. And in between the open lines, we're going to read some headlines. Producer, let's go to that first caller. Good morning, caller. Turn your radio down for me, please.
Hello?
Hi, good morning. Welcome to Guardian Radio AM.
Hello?
Hi, good morning. You're on Guardian Radio AM.
Yeah, that was quick. Good morning to your listeners.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, I just want to say, I listened to the news and I was hearing since it's open line. I think it's very good how it sounds like the Bahamas government, I don't know if it's the Red Cross also, we to donate $2 million in cash and maybe goods and goods and things what people in Jamaica need at this time. And I think that's a good start. And I also hear the American government, they donated, I believe, like $24, $25 million to those affected countries in the Caribbean, like Cuba, Jamaica, Haiti, and the Bahamas. And I say that was a good thing also.
Mm-hmm.
I believe the Red Cross even might have got a donation from the American government. So that's good when we could find time to, like, to assist one another.
Yeah,
you know?
Absolutely.
Like, we mightn't be going through it like others, but just put ourselves in their position.
Mm-hmm.
They say, but that, Ms. Green?
No, I think it's wonderful.
I think it's
absolutely.
From the hummingbirdsassociation.com, they was on Mr. Neary's show, and I think she did give out a number and ways persons could reach out to them. Also, the day we burying Archbishop Drexel Gomez.
I know that his body is on view. Well, hold on. There is a schedule. It is today? Yeah, the burial service is today.
It is today?
Yeah.
I want to remember him. I had a chance to talk with him a few times.
Okay. Go on.
Hello?
Go on. I'm listening.
Yeah. I think he said, we can miss him, and he played a major role in this country, and a lot we learned from him. You know, he didn't carry all to the grave. He tried as much as possible to get us to understand what Christianity is all about. And if I have to remember him, I remember the older folks was telling me, say, back in the days with the Lyndon them, he's the one who speak out against a lot of things that was happening in the country, or in spite of some of the things mightn't be religious or nothing to do with Christianity. Then I remember he's one of the bishops who was either saying no to same-sex marriage or for bishops in the church to be known to be of that lifestyle and leading the church. Him and the African bishops, I believe, Drexel Gomez will be remembered for that. I heard also, I don't know if they were talking about who all coming to the front of some different countries for Bishop Gomez, but they're saying it's a big Anglican meeting supposed to be coming up soon. And I was wondering if one of those topics, what they said they was going to talk about, would have been one of those topics where we know Drexel Gomez to either stand for or stand against, like bishops, homosexual bishops in the church, or same-sex marriage. I don't know if you recall. He was very outspoken, Ms. Green.
I know. I feel you. And let me say this. I think that, you know, when Gomez made a public statement that he considered it, you know, he considered it, I can say, tremendous. Right? Like, mm-hmm. he didn't just up his head. I think
no.
All of his positions are were reasoned and considered. Hold on, saying that, though, hold on.
The people listen.
Yeah, absolutely. No, absolutely. Saying that, right, I don't think his position would on homosexuality would change, per se, but I don't think he would be prioritizing that issue at this time, right?
Like, was he dead?
No, what I'm saying is that you saying, hey, they're going to have a big Anglican, like, synod or meeting coming up soon.
No, they wouldn't do that around this kind of time, hey, Mom.
That's not what I'm saying. Don't put that part put that part aside. They have a big meeting, and the people may raise issues within the meeting that may have been focal points for Gomez during his time in leadership within the Anglican Church, right?
Mm-hmm.
The point I'm making is that I don't think if Gomez were alive today, I don't think his position on homosexuality would change. I just don't think that he would prioritize that as an issue at this time in the world. That's all.
And why you say you don't think that at this time in the world?
Well, because like right now, there's a genocide going on in Palestine, literal genocide going on in Palestine, in the Gaza Strip. And then at the same time as Israeli authorities are genociding Palestinians, right? You have Trump talking about going into invade Nigeria because they're persecuting the Christians there. You have this, perpetual conflict in Haiti. Yeah. You got perpetual conflict in Africa. You have the removal of France out of West Africa that happened so fast that France is on the brink of collapse, mm-hmm. right? Like there are, and let's talk about the...
But that's a lot for the Pope to deal with, knowing that he's still alive. The Pope normally speaks out on those things, too, and comment.
Yeah, but hold on. There's the crisis in the global north of pedophilia and sexual violence towards minors and vulnerable
yes.
people, right? I'm not saying that the Gomez would have changed his mind.
No, not the Gomez I know.
On,
he would find time to talk about all of them things you're talking about.
Right. I just don't think that he would prioritize homosexuality as the most important issue to talk about right now
in the world. No, it mightn't
be the
most important, but he would have changed, Ms.
Gray. Yes, sir?
Were you able to hear anything or follow up? You know, normally every year or every few years, they have the sexiest man alive. And did you follow up the name of the person who was the sexiest man this year? Or maybe you could pull it up on your phone.
I mean, the police tell me I can't.
They're saying that he's a homosexual also?
I don't know.
Or saying that he's gay? I mean, you could pull up your phone. Why I brought it up is that I hear you when you was going saying about the junk and telling the people, say,
I said, listen, I'm a gay Bahamian, and if I want junk and on Bay Street, I got junk and on Bay Street. Who can stop me?
Be able to stop me, even if you're a sissy. Listen, so the sexiest man alive, right?
Uh-huh.
Is it fair for us to accept, how to say it, the straight people or people generally speaking, to accept that, like, I don't know if to say literally speaking, when someone could say, well,
there's only one reason why you should be upset is because they didn't name you the sexiest man alive. That's the only reason any man should be upset about this list.
We shouldn't congratulate him.
I mean, if you want to.
And you know the women, they like the sexy that they say, well.
You think the women care?
I don't know. That
they don't care.
You use a woman if you think that they will be offended to know, well.
No,
man
I can be honest with you. I don't think that the straight women are offended that this man is gay.
They say he's handsome, Ms. Green.
I don't know. I'm looking at him right now.
He's black or white?
He's white. And I sure his mummy think he's handsome. His mummy definitely think he's handsome. But anybody...
With you, Ms. Green, you might be a sissy, but you should be able to participate in Junkanoo. You should be him, and that's our culture.
They should try have Junkanoo and tell me I can't go on B.
I gang up and listen.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yeah, I'm not a man, so I don't know what men is go through, right? But if I were a man, the only thing I would be upset about is that for another year, you didn't pick me. And I right here, like every Bahamian man right now saying, they put out the list and they didn't even call me. Let's go to the next caller. Good morning, caller. Good morning, caller. You there?
Ms. Green.
Yes, sir.
How you do?
I good, thank you.
My thing with this homosexual thing.
Right? Yeah.
My only problem with that is when I see an adult man or an adult woman trying to prey on little children.
Grooming and taking advantage of vulnerable people. For me, they don't even have to be little children. Like, if there's a power imbalance, or like...
You're taking advantage of people because of your position.
Yeah, or their position.
Now, if I see two big men holding hands downtown and stomping on the sidewalk and more kiss someone, that ain't got nothing to do with me.
Yeah.
That's between them and their God. I don't have no hell, and I have no heaven to put them in.
Mm-hmm.
I don't condone it, but I can't do nothing about it. If that's how you feel, that's how you feel. You have your reasons for feeling that way. I that don't bother me. I can't see how people just let other people's business get their business.
Yeah.
You know, buying my business? But let's talk a little bit politics. You feel like talking a little piece of politics?
Yeah, of course.
I am very much upset with the member of parliament for Senat.
Ah, boy.
I'm very, very upset with him. He's now a political, not a political, a politician disgrace.
What did he do?
He, on TikTok, you know, I have a sight impairment, so with the people who tell me about it, there are some people that I can trust. There are some people that I can believe.
Okay, you're talking about the video with him standing on the side?
Yes, and dusting his foot and doing all his foolishness.
Okay.
He ain't like he miss and walk over the sign and just gone. He parked on the sign. And brushing off his feet like he was on a doormat. That's unbecoming of a person who wants to be a leader.
Okay,
before I go, Aaron, I don't have it as unbecoming, you know. I had it as political mischief. Let me make a point. The idea is it's political season. We know we are in the troves of the political season. I don't think the machination of political antics, and those are political antics, is not to be concluded as unbecoming. If they were in terms of governance, and he did something unbecoming, I would say, yeah, it's unbecoming. But in the throes...
Can I say this, please?
Go ahead, man.
There were four young men that Mr. Marvin deems in the 2021 election. It was four young men that got locked up for destroying paraphernalia.
This wasn't destroying paraphernalia, though. This wasn't destroying paraphernalia, though.
So what did he do?
Was an antic.
What he did?
It was like a protest that he did, saying that...
So he made the sign?
No, it was a real PLP sign that was dropped in on the ground after...
Okay, so he found it on the ground. He didn't pick it up and remove it from where it was placed.
So when he found it, he came and was purposely done to do a PLP,
FNM. So he destroyed the...
No, it was garbage. It was garbage.
The poster.
No, it was garbage. It was garbage.
If the poster just fall on the ground.
Yes.
Being a known PLP, if that was an FNM poster in the road, I did it before.
Okay.
I would have come out of my car.
So let me tell you.
Rested on the side of the street.
No.
Let me tell you what.
I stopped Brother Newry. You know how many times I stopped and pick up FNM flags and FNMs who I know. I give it to them.
I hear you.
And Uncle, I with you, right? Because I different. For me, I don't like what I saw in the video, but I also acknowledge it as commonplace in the current political culture. Like, there's nothing abnormal about that in what the general population and the politicians say is acceptable.
Let me look at Fox Day.
Yeah.
Right? You know, effigies were being burned. If a politician or politicos, they put it in general, say, let me make an effigy of the PLP or the FNM, whatever it is, and burn it as a sign of protest. And you understanding that it's a sign of protest. It's done for a demonstration of something, right? That is not unbecoming.
Mm-hmm.
It's a political protest. It's antics. Even though I wouldn't have done it, I assume Mr. White saw it on the ground. The protest is to illustrate a political protest as I'm dusting my foot on his PLP. It was not on the government. It's not on a particular person. It was a statement saying these are not the party to support. I can appreciate that in the point that we are now. We're in the season.
Right.
We're in the season.
I say get rid of all of the behavior, right? But at the same time, I was going to take the sign and repurpose it. If you want to spend money on signs for them to fall on the ground and you don't tend to that little wireframe, and that if I have some corrugated plastic already from the last election hanging out because y'all didn't collect all your paraphernalia according to the law, I just turn it into signs for my business.
Yeah.
You should try that.
Let's run through the callers because remember, I still have a guest coming in. I'm trying to make sure all those guests go. So do you, Aaron, go ahead. Yeah.
Good morning, caller.
Hey, great show. It's great. And yeah, how are you doing?
See,
tell you call that AI, man. You could do some crazy things with AI now. With it.
Yes.
Like when they had my MP dancing with no undershirt on. And listen.
They had Fred Mitchell. Remember when they showed Fred Mitchell on a ninja bike? The yellow ninja bike?
That AI. Was an AI.
What is AI?
No, but them with the video with my...
You talking about that? What I find is unbecoming, right? People selling Thanksgiving dinners for $45 a day. But now that's unbecoming.
Let me tell you something. I know. Hold on. I saw a flight. Go on.
Last Thanksgiving, right?
Mm-hmm.
IHOP on turkey, right? They mm-hmm. sell the dinner for about $45, Ms. Green.
Mm-hmm.
The rice, I thought it was grits. Honestly, I thought it was grits.
Yeah.
My bad.
It was risotto. It was risotto.
The person had the texture and everything was grits. I thought they sell the turkey and grits. I threw the whole thing in the garbage.
You from Andrus?
The turkey was so dry, mm-hmm. it touched the back of my throat. I had to drink water and get it.
Let me ask you a question. You from Andrus?
Mm-mm.
Okay, I can sell you a turkey right now.
I have dry wood. Driftwood.
I got you. I can sell you a turkey in a hot minute. Not to people who from Andrus, though. Only for people who not from Andrus. I sell in your turkeys. Let's go to the next caller, producer. Good morning, caller.
Yeah, good morning, Ms. Green. Good morning, Mr. Nuri.
Morning.
Yeah, Mr. Nuri said the right thing, right? The effigies, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's a certain caller. You know, I think he called before that last caller, right? I think his name is Julian. He's all right. But the thing is, he's blind. He's very honest, right? But, I mean, he's so politically obedient. Well, that's like to remind him that this really is not a plantation, you know. I mean, that conversation about those paraphernalia or whatever, right? And CA highlighted the fact about these effigies. I saw, I think it was post the Iraqi war, and there was a protest after information that came out. Because, you know, the news actually is, they make global geopolitical politics news, political news, seem simple. And you don't really get the truth from the media as we learned, as we, Julian Assange disclosed classified information.
Mm-hmm.
Even if you read declassified information in chronological order, let's say we start from the 1900s or 1890s and we come straight up, you'll see a bunch of lies that was given to people there. And so the fact that Julian Assange could dispense such information shows you that it's the government's duty to lie to the public. Most people don't even believe that. That doesn't matter to me. But we pay the price. But what I'm saying is, you know, which is in California, this protest took someplace, somewhere in that area, whatever, city, right? And there was an effigy of George Bush. And because the people had found out that there was misinformation, disinformation about weapons of mass destruction and whatever it was, and I watch all the testimonies from General Schwarzkopf and before the Veterans Arms Committee. I go deep into global politics. I mean, this is something that's new for me. They actually had an effigy of George Bush, and they were slapping and kicking and beating the road, and nothing came out of it. Why is it that people still think this is a plantation whereby we have to be so political obedient? You really think these conversations about little mindless things that is important about what people destroy or what? We had the Haitians burn our flag, and yet still we turn a blind eye, and much other narratives. You know, we are weak, pathetic, passive people, you know. And this is sickening for somebody at my age. And I don't get mixed up in political talk. You see what I'm saying? But maybe it's a reason he can't see, man. Because, you know, I just say some people are so obedient until it's sickening.
I feel you. I feel you, 52. Let's go to the next caller. Good morning, caller. Good morning, caller. You still there? I'm sorry, we missed you, caller. Let's go to the next caller, producer. Good morning, caller. Caller, you still there? I'm sorry, we missed you. One more caller. Good morning, caller.
Hey, good afternoon, Aaron Green and Mr. Nuri.
Good afternoon.
Yeah, this is an open show today. Today and all type of things.
It was an open line. We talked about so far white. I have no reason to apologize for being Bahamian. I was trying to read in today's Guardian, NJC, no joint management of Junkanoo, and then, of course, the main headline in the Guardian, a worsening housing crisis.
Okay, well, we start with the crisis of the housing, right? We haven't seen no really tangible efforts from no administration when it relates to that crisis that has become a football.
Mm-hmm.
Or can kick down the road, like how we have immigration and all this arrest of cans, but, you know, because, you know, the road is filled with cans now, right? And that just now happened to be another can for our leaders from these two dinosaur administrations to keep coming back with us. Because all of this land we have in this country, right? All of this land we have in this country, and there's no idea or no formalizing, no structure for housing. It's ludicrous after 52 years. And then when it relates to, I believe if the government needs to really just come out of, or take their hands out of the government, I mean out of the Junkanoo, because at the end of the day, that's a cultural expression for the people, and that's must be the only time when we could say people don't remember being FLMP, LP, or Coalition, mm-hmm. right? Or Baptist mm-hmm. or Anglican, right? So yeah. we can't allow them to destroy that. And then the final one, like you said, this is some election time. This is the silly season. So, you know, the T-shirt, what Mr. White wiped his feet on, right? The PLP then passed that T-shirt on the ground because they came after the Coalition would pass that on the ground, and the PLP came after the Coalition, and the FLM came there came after. So if the PLP had a problem with that being on the ground, they could have picked that up when they were there.
Thank you very much.
We're going to take a commercial break right now. My guest is finally here. We're trying to make space for them. Thank you very much for your patience. It's been a busy day at Guardian Radio today. Like I said, we're on location tomorrow. We'll be at Courseright. We have a number of texts I hopefully will be able to run through. But we have some... CW Sawyer is celebrating... Let's see how much years it's been now. 50 years. A 50-year milestone. And we have some old principals, some old teachers who are here had to help us celebrate. We're going to welcome them in studio so they'll say one or two things that they're doing in terms of the celebrating 50 years of being a school. That's CW Sawyer Primary School. And we're going to take this quick commercial break as we get these people settled in. Aaron, stick around. Let's talk about if you have no place to go. And let's have these people transition in. Guardian Radio AM with C.A. Nuri. And thanks very much for holding on for me. We'll be right back.
Please. They'll call you in for your x-ray shortly.
That's why they call it a waiting room. You won't have that problem at Diagnostic Center or Imaging at Groner. We never schedule multiple appointments, so you'll be in and out in no time. And if your initial screening reveals a concern, our radiologist can conduct an alternative screening right then and there. Call 328-8157 to schedule an appointment at 4th Terrace Diagnostic Center or Imaging at Groner today.
Are you searching for something new? Something exciting? Your dream job in paradise? Well, look no further. Royal Beach Club Paradise Island is hiring. Join a dynamic group of passionate hospitality professionals, craft unforgettable moments, and thrive welcoming atmosphere. Play your part in shaping the future of our team while growing your own career every day. Bring your energy, your passion, and your creativity to a workplace that's as dynamic and fun as you are. At Royal Beach Club Paradise Island, the opportunities don't just exist. They're limitless. So are you ready to find your perfect fit? Visit Royal Beach Club at paradiseisland.com/career today and step into a world of exciting possibilities.
Love the show? Want to give your support? Become a sponsor today. Call 32300 for our rates and packages. That's 302-2300. Become a sponsor on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
You try to rest for all your printing needs. There ain't no one better, no. For posters and banners, magazines and fly decals, greeting cards and newsletters. No job too big and there's no job too small. You name it, we can print it. Just give us a call. Let Printmasters bring your masterpiece to life.
Located in the Nassau Guardian Building, telephone 302-2361.
And welcome back to Guardian Radio AM. We have representative of the 50th anniversary committee for C.W. Sawyer Primary. It's a milestone, 50 years, and we're going back and into the history of C.W. Sawyer. And but I want to find a narrative of who is C.W. Sawyer? Why are you celebrating the 50th anniversary? What made you come together to say, hey, we're going to celebrate us and the legacy? So without further ado, we're going to have the chair of the committee speak to us and give us a narrative of what's happening.
Well, good morning, and thank you for having us. C.W. Sawyer is an institution of learning founded in 1975. It was named after Charles Walpole Sawyer. That's our patron. And we've been around for 50 years, and it's a milestone in our lifetime. So we thought to come together and celebrate the achievements over the years.
Okay. And when you turn to, say, celebration, what is being planned in terms of celebration?
Well, there are a number of things that have been planned. Some have already taken place. For example, we have had our Fun Run Walk in June, Fun Run Walk and Health Fair. After that, we have had the church service, which was held on the 26th of October at Salem Union Baptist Church, which was well attended by former principals, teachers, administrators, and, of course, our students. Now we go on to our Back to C.W. Sawyer Day, which will be held tomorrow, the 7th of November. At the school, we're inviting all our former administrators, teachers, parents to come on down and celebrate with us. When you come, please, we're having some commemorative T-shirts we'd love for you to purchase. Or if you're an old scholar, we would ask you to give a one-time gift to the school. We're saying $50 because it's 50 years, but if you choose to double that or even triple that, we'll be more than happy to receive the funds.
So you're expecting a grand event tomorrow?
Yes, yeah, there are other events coming up, but we'll update you along the way.
So tomorrow, what time is your event starting?
We start at 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. We're inviting all, one and all. If you've passed through the halls of C.W. Sawyer, then we're talking to you, and you. Come on down and celebrate with us. Come, mentor the students. Spend some money. Encourage them. Tell them about your time at C.W. Sawyer. We'd just love to have you there.
Okay, so your event starts at 10 a.m. tomorrow at C.W. Sawyer. I was getting confused. I was talking to one of the guests downstairs on where the location is. C.W. Sawyer again.
C.W. Sawyer is located in the Yellow Elder community. It's actually on Graham Drive. That's right next to
the
Seminet Library. Mm-hmm. The same road as A.F. Adley. A.F. Adley's at the end of
one
the corner.
So
that's where C.W. Sawyer is located. You can see it from the Tonic Williams Darling Highway. That two-story building that's closer to the GHS end, that's C.W. Sawyer.
Okay. And I see you bring some old principals.
We are pleased to have our founding principal with us, Mrs. Katrina Cartwright, and she would elaborate.
So let me speak to Ms. Cartwright. Tell me about some of your experiences at C.W. Sawyer.
Well, thank you for asking. I have to start at the beginning because every journey starts with the first step. And C.W. Sawyer started with teachers from various schools being appointed to become team leaders, to select the principal, the vice principal, and the senior mistress so we can start the school. We were fortunate to, the school was not completed when we were appointed, so we spent a lot of time at the Ministry of Education, where we had the opportunity to plan, absolutely plan, how magnificent, how good that school was going to be. And I can read the names of the persons who started, because I would not want to take all of it. I just need to make sure that we recognize all those who started the school in the first place. Of course, myself as principal, Shirley Green as vice principal, Rosalie Sims, our senior mistress. We have, of course, Dr. Francina Thurston now, but at the time she was just Francina Thurston to us. Rosalie Sims, as I mentioned. Patricia Richardson. We had Carolyn Adderley, Arlene Newbold. We have, of course, Leomi Burrows, Elma Garraway, Angela McKinney, and of course, Arlene Maycock. There were 8 centers, and each center had a team leader who managed to have 4 or 5 other teachers that they had to be in charge of. So we planned that, and we went there in January. The students came from all the schools surrounding that area on excellence. We were focused on making sure the children had a good foundation, because if you're building a house, for example, no matter it's 1, 2, or 3 stories high, if you have a weak foundation, the whole system is weak. So we made sure that everyone coming to C.W. Sawyer had a firm foundation so that they could excel at that level go on to secondary school and perhaps college and university, having a grounding, because you need that grounding before the school will be successful, before the students will be successful. We made sure that every child in the school was able to read 2 and 3 grades above their age limit. That was our focus, to make sure that they could read, and we did all of our activities were centered around the reading, particularly the reading, because that is important.
I still want to go back and forth and mention the big celebration that is happening Friday. I'm going to keep on reminding people that we want anyone who attended C.W. Sawyer.
Oh, yes.
From grade 1 straight to grade 6 over the past 50 years.
Oh, yes.
Right? We want them to show up.
Yes.
We want them to participate.
Absolutely.
Right? We want to know what all is going to be happening in terms of the celebration. Will there be cake? I got asking the principal, because I like cake and I want to make sure that she have cake for people.
The cake will not be tomorrow, but on the 27th of November, when we have our grand finale, there will be cake at that celebration. But tomorrow, we're inviting our former students, our former parents, our former colleagues to come and share. And when we say share, we're talking about what was your experience back then in C.W. Sawyer. Share the little stories. You may have many exciting stories that the boys and girls could hear. Let us know what you're doing now, because the boys and girls need champions. You'll be surprised that some of those boys and girls, they don't have persons who are telling them they can do this. They can go to college. They can start their own business. You can do well in school.
Yes.
So we want those champions. If so-and-so can go to C.W. Sawyer and do extremely well in their life, then I can do well also. And then we want them to leave an encouraging word with the boys and girls. And like I said, it's 2 events on 1 particular day. So we have our Back to C.W. Sawyer Day, and it's merging with our Fun Day. And so we're going to have foods on sale. There's going to be lots of food, drinks on sale, and it's basically a lot of, it's going to be a festive atmosphere. It's going to be a wonderful time. I'm just celebrating. And like I would have mentioned, on the 27th of November, which is our grand finale, where we have our special assembly and we're coming out of the building, because it's not large enough for all of our guests. So we're going to have under tents on the outside. We're inviting everyone. We're inviting everyone to come in and celebrate with us. It's going to be a grand celebration. We'll have an expo in the auditorium area showcasing 50 years of excellence at C.W. Sawyer.
I was going to call some names because I need some friends to show up with me on November 27th to C.W. Sawyer. I was going to, I know one boy named Johnny Cake, and I know one boy named Shine. I know one boy named Bahamian Trey. I know one boy named Leon Green. All of these musicians that I wanted to ask, you have a list of alumni of graduates from the school?
We're trying to compile. However, in our efforts of planning these events, we have been hearing some names that would have attended our school. We have D-Mac that would have attended our school.
That's what I say.
I was told Puzzle would have attended our school.
That was one of our goals with this whole celebration, to get the alumni to come together so that we can use them as resource persons.
Nishi
so
Ellis.
If you went to
C.W. Sawyer Primary School.
Dr. Yvette Bethel.
Listen, and Nishi, you'll have to, Nishi LS, I don't know where you is right now, but you better be at that school on November 27th, because what could be the theme song for C.W. Sawyer Primary School? Loose me, let me go, school don't learn no more.
So let's talk old stories, and we have another guest who's in studio. Memorable moments of teaching at, administrating at C.W. Sawyer, where you say, man, I remember when. I enjoyed myself, or these people were my contemporaries whilst I was at the school, and you want to give a shout out to them to say, come out, I will be there. Remember, we played this, we did this at the school.
And remind them about the scrubby knee.
Yes.
I mean, you had to take the Vaseline out your bag and share a little Vaseline with them.
Good morning. I'm Dr. Thurston, Francina Thurston. And of course, I was the team leader for grade 1. So all the names that are dropping, they came through my hand. And so I'm proud to own them as my children. Some of the things I recall at CW was one of the very humorous ones. We went into John Canoe, Junior John Canoe. And of course, we had the late Maurice Harvey there. And he was an old-time John Canoe. We didn't have any seed money as such. So Mr. Harvey said, you know what we're going to do? we're going to go and use the newspaper. So when we appeared on the Sports Center, the schools were saying, oh, look at the newspaper school. Look at the newspaper school. The rain came down.
Oh, God.
and guess which school stood the test of time? Mm. The newspaper school. And guess which newspaper it was? Guardian newspaper.
There you go.
There is something else that is interesting. Muhammad Ali came to the Bahamas at that point, and he was brought to the school so that he could
talk. Muhammad Ali, the Bosker?
Oh, yes, Boxer? Absolutely. And he talked with the teachers and the students, but what I liked about him, and Francine can bear this out, he didn't check for the teachers. He went to the children. Mm-hmm. And if what so happened that in Francina's classroom, she had a picture of Muhammad Ali and his family, because we really tried to make sure that the pictures we use was part of our color, mm-hmm. rather than the other way around. So Francina could talk about that.
Yes.
One.
So when he came to the door.
Oh, before she finished, he planted a crepe myrtle tree in the lawn in the front of the school, and that night someone stole it. When we came back to the school, it was gone. Man, we had a watchman, you know, so I don't know where he was. So I had to go to the nurseries and find another purple crepe myrtle to put back in the spot.
Yeah, Muhammad Ali was the official guest of Prime Minister, the late Prime Minister Sir Lyndon.
Yes.
When we had the official opening of the school. And there were so many persons there, we really couldn't be in the audience, but so we were home. And he was starring the school, and he came to the door, and one of the guests with him said, look, look, the person was American, and it was his family. He rushed over there, look at the children, and you know they were a beautiful family. Then he hugged me and he shook my hand. I went all around the school, oh, I'm not going to wash my hand today. I'm not going to wash my hand today.
I see we have a caller. Go ahead, Aaron.
Okay, no, go to the caller.
I'm going to go to the caller. But in terms of what's happening now at CW Sawyer, in terms of academics, in terms of programs, where past scholars, past teachers, how can they plug in at in terms of activities and options? But I can let this caller talk about, and then I'll come to you, the principal, and then you give senior mistress, and you give ideas and throw out. We say, what, you all can come and do this. Go ahead, caller, Guardian Radio AM.
Yeah, good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
Me, my late mother, and my late auntie, we opened up the doors in 1975. My mother, Rose Roll, was a lunch vendor for 30 years. My auntie was Miss Green. Miss Thurston, I see you by Addie Helen all the time. Miss Cartwright, I see you to the funeral, Daddy Shirley funeral. I bought the food to the car for you. I came there and went straight in grade 2 because I did 1 year on Top of the Hill by T.A. Thompson, by the government house. That was up there where C.A.R. Walker was there. Yeah, I was there when my mom and Ali planned the treatment. And then Miss Bullitt was my home employer. Miss Gary teach me. Everyone loved Mr. Harvey.
You better write this book, cousin.
Mr. Sawyer never got to pronounce my name right. I didn't name Herb Rule. He used to call me Drew.
You better write this book, cousin.
Yeah. So my old lady...
Let me ask you a question.
She retired from 1975 to 2005. 30 years, she sell lunch there.
Well, Rose and Jenny were together. That's between
right,
sisters.
Right. My auntie Jenny, who was with the Scotia Bank.
Exactly.
Yeah. Right. So I was there from the doors open, and I graduated in 1980.
Do you remember Elijah Obed when he won the championship? He was brought there to the school so we could see him and celebrate him.
What?
Yeah, I remember that too. Boston Blackie used to be there a lot.
Oh, absolutely, absolutely.
Miss Bethel, she's still living. She must be 90-something.
You mean Sylvia Bethel, yes.
Yeah, she used to do evening classes with Boston Blackie to teach him how to read and write. Yeah, and
you better be writing this book right now, cousin.
Yeah, and
listen, were you there when Dr. Tyson pick up D-Mac and tell him, now look here, don't marry no Garland? Were you there when that happened?
Now, D-Mac is father, and myself are the
That's
children
my
of two brothers.
Family, CW,
so he's my second cousin.
Okay.
Enjoy the rest of the show, and I'll pass you tomorrow.
Hold on, don't go.
All right.
I was hoping you would say you would come by tomorrow and bring some others. You know your classmates. Hit them up and tell them meet you there.
Yes, I will. Yes. Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I just had to remind the senior mistress of what she needed to say, right?
That was memory lane. We all went back down memory lane just
how
now.
How can people plug into the which was what's happening at the school?
What's happening tomorrow?
In general, in terms of
well, girl,
how can you help?
We're definitely always looking for help. And so if you're interested in assisting, you have a program that you want to implement, speak to our principal, and she will give you, the procedure that you must follow or comply with in order to establish something in our school. But we're always looking for mentorship with our boys and girls. Still in education, majority of the individuals who are there are females. And so it would be definitely a plus if we can get more strong men who can set the example, who would like to implement something in our schools.
Definitely.
Mm-hmm. They'll definitely appreciate it.
How do we contact you?
Well, if you Google our school Facebook page, the school's contact is there.
Okay.
We are on Facebook.
Phone
and so you can send messages. I mean, I don't know the phone number. I understand. Unfortunately.
Good.
But we are definitely on social media. You send a message to the school, we respond on a regular basis.
Okay, so let's go back in terms of the event happening tomorrow. I want to remind, because we have 2 minutes now, mm-hmm. I want to give the shout out, remind people how, which, when, where to come and attend.
Okay, so CW Sawyer, all roads are leading to our back to CW Sawyer Day. We're starting at 10 o'clock until 2 p.m. And like I said earlier, we are inviting old scholars to come and share with our boys and girls. Now, they're going to be in the classroom all day, but we want you to speak to them briefly, share with them, spend some time with us, spend some monies with us as we have this wonderful celebration.
Mm-hmm. And if you can't make it out, visit our Facebook page, right, or call 328-8860. That's 328-8860.
Thank you so much.
328-8860 and search CW Sawyer Primary School on Facebook or just on the Googles.
And then we're at the same location, Graham Drive. And so if you do not get us on phone and if we don't respond to Facebook, you can come on down to our mm-hmm. school, especially if you want to do something, even if you cannot make it tomorrow, but you would like to contribute, make a contribution to our school some way, some in time.
328-8860. Yes. And look here, D-Mac, if you don't make a music video for the Garland of its CW Sawyer School and students, I don't know what's happening.
With the celebrate turn 50 and have a party and say, that's it. No, no, no. It's a milestone. So the celebrations continues.
Mm-hmm. Celebration continues. That's and excellent. You women look young. Like I said, picture 50 years. I mean, I one is past 60 inside here.
Pinching is keep you young.
Yeah, that's what it's called.
Pinching is keep you young.
So big celebration happening tomorrow at CW Sawyer. They're celebrating 50 years. It's a milestone, mm-hmm. right?
And
how much does a t-shirt cost?
T-shirt $20 for adults and $12 for children.
That's
larger sizes.
Size 22. And I think most importantly, we're celebrating the value and importance of early education.
Yes.
The value of a solid primary foundation. School foundation. See, I've been excited from you said you all had your kids reading 2 and 3 grades above, right? Because to succeed in math, you got to get that English down. To navigate the world, you got to understand the instructions. That foundational literacy
is important.
And I know that our government is on that. The energy that these teachers put into primary school education is tremendous. If we could take that to BPL and turn that into a generator, trust me.
We'll keep the lights on.
That's right.
I'm very excited. Anyone want to say anything before we go?
Yes, I want to say that at CW Sawyer, there are many firsts. The placement test that they're using now to put boys and girls in grade one, that originated at CW by yours truly.
So much things to celebrate.
Yes. We did all sort of professional development.
Yes.
We were one of the schools who had about 65% degree teachers and what have you.
And
we
were on the board.
Definitely something to celebrate. And I will come out and celebrate tomorrow at CW Sawyer.
We love to have you.
definitely starting at 10 and spend some money. Come in and spend some money.
Thank you.
We would have had them longer, but I think another CW Sawyer graduate had them coach up in the studio.
There you go.
Couldn't let it pass.
Sorry, boy. Oh. This has been Guardian Radio AM. Thank you very much, ladies. Thank you very much, Erin Green, for staying back. Have a wonderful day.
Celebrating teachers.
Thank you.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, streaming on GuardianTalkRadio.com and the Guardian Radio app, Nassau, Bahamas.